An assignment for a night. Here I am hovering over my assignment for the night of October 31st, 2024. My assignment was to make sure Tom makes it through the night. Sometimes I wonder, how are these assignments passed out? What spirit is assigned to who and why? Or is it just a random drawing? This is something that will never be revealed to the spirit army. From my orders I see that Tom is a male over 80 years old. He was in his mother's womb when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Tom is living a typical American life. He was never famous or well known. Just one of the millions who try to do best with what they must encounter in their life. Tom was drafted into the army in 1964. He was very fortunate he did not have to experience the pain of war. He was assigned to Germany and the other seven he was drafted with went to Vietnam. Tom always wonders why that happened and thought about that throughout his life. Why was he so fortunate? Tom did have some difficult times in his life though. Tom had to experience the hurt and pain of a divorce. Over 5 years of unemployment was hard and very stressful. However, all in all, he has been very blessed during his 80 years on this earth. As I started my assignment, I noticed that Tom fell asleep very fast. No tossing and turning for Tom. Lights out, nighty night. His nights are full of dreams. He almost started dreaming immediately. Being a spirit, I have the benefit of hearing and seeing subconscious and conscious activity. Can't hide anything from me. His first dream was about Sandra. She was his first female attraction. They went through school together, from kindergarten through high school. Because of religious conflicts, Tom started pulling away, and after high school, they went their separate ways and lost all contact. 50 years later, Tom had a dream. Sandra came to her and said, "Tom, we were meant for each other. Our lives would have been totally different than what has been." This woke Tom up with a start, and finally, after a week, Tom decided to research the internet looking for some information. He had to go to high school alumni newsletters to acquire her married name, and doing the search he discovered that Sandra died 3 days before he experienced the eye-opening dream. Wow. This convinced Tom that spirits and living do have on occasions contact between them. Since that experience, Tom is convinced, there is time after life on Earth. Now the time is around 1 o'clock in the morning. That 80-year-old bladder says it is time for attention. After a couple of minutes of attending to bodily functions, Tom returns to bed and immediately falls back to sleep. The next dream is about Vietnam. Wait a minute, Tom was never in Vietnam. This dream was through the eyes of a sergeant, and they were in a firefight with the Viet Cong. A troop crawls over to him and says, "Sarge, we can't return fire because the Viet Cong is using civilians as shields, what should we do? They are slowly killing or wounding us." After some tortuous thoughts, the sergeant commands, "Shoot them and kill those bastards hiding behind the human shields." Was this Tom, or do we live parallel lives and that was a parallel life speaking and somehow the signals were sent to the wrong parallel life? The dream was through the eyes. I never saw what face I had. Mine or someone else's. The name Sarge was used, not Tom. One will never know who it was. 3 o'clock in the morning and the bladder is demanding some attention. Tom does what is demanded by his bladder, but this time he does not go back to sleep. Coming back to bed, he begins to toss and turn. He finally starts thinking about his latest project of creating video podcasts. Just before bed, Tom was working on combining sound with photos or clip art and didn't figure it out before bedtime, so now some time had to be spent thinking about this obstacle. Tomorrow he will see if his options work out. Finally, he falls back to sleep and dreams about his near-death experience in February 2023. Tom experienced something unusual during that time. In his own thoughts, he thought he took his last breath and went somewhere. He likes to say that he was in the waiting room waiting to go to time after death or return to life on Earth. During that time, he experienced something out of this world. That was peace, total peace. A feeling he has never felt in his life before and has not felt since. Then the surgeons removed the blood clot and Tom returned to life on Earth. Tom had a large blood clot between the lungs and the survival rate was 3-5%. Tom was one of the survivors. This dream was an attempt to experience that great feeling he had. Sorry, it did not work. Bladder calls again and then back to dreams. This was a Halloween dream since it was Halloween yesterday. It was a scary dream. Tom and his wife were in an old-fashioned streetcar, and someone came on and did something bad. The men on the streetcar started fighting with him and savaged him, tearing him up and mutilating him. He ended up with this gelatin-like substance you see in jars of pickled pig's feet. This nightmare was so bad it woke him up with a start. At that time, it was 7:30 in the morning and time to take his blood thinner medication and start another day. In summary, this was an interesting assignment. It was more interesting than I anticipated. Tom has led an interesting and full life. Tom is over 80 and knows that he is near time after life. It may be 10 days from now or 10 years. He has lost his fear of death from experiences in his life, especially his near-death event. Now I must go to my next day assignment. Spirits do not sleep. We do not need sleep.